This is JIS News. Coming up, Asikuda program helping to reduce custom breaches, youth information centers to be restructured, and Agriculture Ministry to increase ginger production. The details after this message.
Hey, Uma, how are you doing inside yourself?
Please. Can't manage no more.
Hey, you know so much customer there.
Just memorize yourself, because no, please.
You know you're getting up.
Yeah, man, she more. She look nice, man.
Not all sex workers have a choice. Some are victims of human trafficking, and many don't make it out alive. Call 811 or the nearest police station to report suspected cases of human trafficking.
A message from the National Task Force Against Trafficking in Persons.
Now the news. The Jamaica Customs Agency is reporting that it is better equipped to police attempts by customers to breach its system following the implementation of the automated system for customs data, Asikuda. Chief Information Officer at Customs Andre Williams says the Asikuda computerized program has allowed the agency to centralize over 21 databases dealing with customs operations. This has led to improved oversight from agency officials and better detection of customer breaches.
To date, we have found just by centralizing this repository, we had 949 infractions being detected with a total amount being payable to customs. And we now have a centralized database, and we are now able to track. And if someone, for example, is a repeat offender, it speaks to different treatments in terms of penalties, etc.
The Ministry of Agriculture is moving to increase Jamaica's ginger production in an effort to satisfy the export market. This will be done by increasing the number of ginger farms across the island in the parishes known for cultivating the crop. General Manager of the Export Division at the Ministry, Byron Henry, says the ministry will focus on the tissue culture method to produce disease-free ginger plants for farmers in St. James, Portland, Manchester, St. Thomas, and Clarendon. The ministry will collaborate with the Scientific Research Council in the production of clean ginger plants so that within a year there will be enough disease-free planting material for farmers, including greenhouse operators.
What we really need to do is to push the tissue culture production so that we can provide clean seed material for the farmers. So what we're actually promoting is that the farmer does not replant what he has out in the field, but go to a nurturer or producer of tissue culture material to use that to continuously replenish his stock.
There is currently a domestic demand for over 3 million pounds of ginger annually. The Jamaican Association on Intellectual Disabilities, JAID, is looking to forge new partnerships while strengthening existing collaborations in order to better serve the intellectually disabled community. Executive Director of the JAID, Christine Rodriguez, says partnerships are needed with government and non-government entities to ensure the sustainability of programs being undertaken by the association.
We are saying to Jamaica that embrace persons with disability, embrace persons with intellectual disability in all areas of life, from babies, from the health system, the education system, from the industrial system, the employment business, and you will be building a stronger, more conscious, more forward-thinking society.
Ms. Rodriguez was speaking at a recent JIS think tank session. She says the apprenticeship program, which provides skills training and employment for persons with intellectual disabilities, is an example of initiatives needed to better help the intellectually disabled community. Under the apprenticeship program, some 70 participants were able to earn permanent employment in business establishments in 2015. Another 70 persons are expected to benefit this year. And the government has announced that it will be restructuring Youth Information Centers, YICs, across the island with a focus on facilitating business ideas and fostering of creative thinking. State Minister for Youth Floyd Green says the centers will act as a hub for young people who want to start profitable ventures.
We want to revamp the approach that we take to them. Now they're branded as safe spaces. We want them to be seen as creative places. We want to change them from really youth information centers to youth innovation communities. Give me an opportunity to collaborate and build. So we're going to start looking at our information centers as our thinking labs and creative spaces.
The state minister was addressing a group of youth leaders recently at the Ministry of Culture, Gender, Entertainment and Sport in Kingston. He adds that youth participation is needed in national decision-making, and as such, the government will be re-establishing the Youth Parliament. That was JIS News. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.